Hey guys.
Yellow.
I'm Big Jagger.
I'm Miss Porter Did It.
And you are listening to Season.
Seasoned. Was that Stokely?
No.
I was trying to do more After Seven.
That was more Kavon.
Oh my God.
Okay. And I was just saying it too. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. All right, y'all.
Yes.
We be in sync sometimes. All right. So, this episode had me cracking up. And you know, I love when we do our girls. Khadijah, Max, Regine, Sinclair.
And the boys.
Yeah, the fellas be...
Kyle and Uncle Obi.
Not Uncle Obi. Yeah. He was definitely Uncle Obi in this episode. That episode that we're talking about is Living Single, Season 1, Episode 6.
Yes.
Great Expectations.
Great Expectations. The reason I chose this episode, the description reminded me, like the episode description reminded me just of conversations that we had. It was like the girls get fed up with being in the house and decide to go to the club. I said,
and wish they were back.
That was about 22 years ago. We still fed up and got to decide.
Want to go out. Except this time we have to make appointments.
Oh, my God. And get car service. And is it parking? Is it hot? How's the food?
Can I sit down?
Where's my table?
Can I sit down again?
Listen.
All right. So this episode was really fun. Because, yes, the girls are fed up with being in the house. Khadijah walks in on Sinclair watching TV. Not just watching any TV. This is like, it will be equivalent to us watching Love and Hip Hop.
Yep.
You know, trashy TV.
Trashy television.
Max and Regine walk in. They start watching, too. And then the TV announcer is like, today on Oprah, lonely women who waste their lives watching television. So, typical Saturday night, the girls are eating Chinese, which apparently they've been doing every Saturday.
Yep.
Trying to figure out what to watch on TV. I love that they had a TV guide.
Oh my God.
Remember TV guides used to come?
And I used to get the book. Every time.
No,
for
the book was
it.
Like.
I mean, the actual. Used to come in the newspaper.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the actual TV guide. Remember?
No. I'm talking
magazine
about the little
joint?
Flat joint.
I was about to say,
with
you
the schedule.
Was real bougie.
No.
You had the TV guide.
That's probably Danny.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure over there shaking her head. Yes.
That's her. Probably so.
That was Danny.
So, you know, no dates, no plans, no men. We got to get out of here. Yep. You are Khadijah in that moment.
Yo, that's why I said every time I watch this show, I'm constantly like, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's me in this instance. Like, I'm every one of them at different times.
And I'm Max. I don't live here, so I am out. That's me. I be at
eating all the food. The
courthouse like, well.
We can sit here.
I'm out.
I'm not home. I'm good.
Right. So, you know, she wants to get out. She wants to. She her theme was to get out, get with some men, to Mac.
Mac.
You know, when she kept saying she Mackin? Wants to Mac.
Mackin had me hollering.
Mackin.
Did we ever say that?
No.
Is that a Jersey
thing? You
know
we didn't.
Is that a 90s thing?
We booking somebody.
Definitely. I'm about to start Mackin these joints. Mackin.
What's your Mac?
Nothing. I'm lying.
I was about to say.
I'm not
like Mac
nothing.
Daddy and Daddy Mac? The Miggity Miggity.
Return of the Mac?
Miggity Mac Daddy?
Big Mac?
Wow. Two old beef patties?
Special sauce.
Which Mac are we talking about? So Sinclair was like, we can invite some boys over.
And by boys, she meant.
Khadijah meant some real men.
Hey, Sinclair meant.
Okay. Sinclair meant Overton.
Overton, Wakefield Jones.
And they ended up being at the door. Okay. Overton and Kyle. Now, the fellas came over. They wanted the Chinese food. They watching Barnaby Jones.
Moochin.
Really? Barnaby Jones?
Moochin.
But we would let them. Like the
boys.
Guys.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Khadijah lets them know that they about to get out of there. Like, y'all not going to be sitting around here eating. Max wants to go to the movies.
Of course.
Why can't they go to the movies? No, it's too dark. And nobody. I'm trying to match.
Yeah, she came back in the movie theater.
Sinclair is like a jazz club. Max said. The saxophone sounds like a man begging. Why did I think about Lisa Simpson? So just come on. But not they were Lisa always Simpson. In the jazz club. You equate
the saxophone with Lisa Simpson?
What's the other guy?
It's so many people that play the saxophone. What's the guy
that taught her?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, who are you talking about?
I'm just saying, you could have named a jazz musician.
Who?
I don't even know.
The saxophone.
My point is, I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
I'm saying, and that was reference
the only thing that came to my mind was Lisa Simpson. Okay? Who else is playing the saxophone?
Now I'm going to find
look,
some
and
names.
I was about to say trombone shorty. That's trombone. All right, y'all. We're going to keep it going. Kyle, of course, would have the mentality that men were the hunters and women did what they were told.
When he said that, I said, you know what?
You want to go back? You want to go back to that?
So he says, men were the hunters, y'all did what we told, and you liked it.
Did they like it?
Give me like a month. Because
Mima and them acting like they really ain't like it.
That's how we got here.
But that's because they didn't have... you know, the same education. They didn't have the job.
Right. So, like, I want like a month to go back to that.
To Meemaw? Not Meemaw era?
To men hunting.
I was about to say, because you already got
telling
a
telling me what to do. I got you a few halfway moves. There. I know. That's why we got to go outside. Men were the hunters. I would do what they tell. I mean, I don't have a problem with that, but mm-hmm. there's just some certain conditions. But I definitely okay. would love to go back to that for like, give me like a month to see how I do. Can I get a trial?
Nah. I don't want to go back to it.
You don't?
No, I mean, he can go out there and hunt, but I'm not going to tell. You're not going to tell me what to
listen.
Do.
You're not
going to
listen. You're still not going to listen. That's what you're saying.
I'm just going to make my own decisions.
You're still not going to listen.
I'll let him lead.
You can still make decisions.
Can I have my own money?
Can you keep your own money, you mean?
Have, keep, make.
So can you make your own money and he still do? You feel like if he's a hunter, you can't do none of that.
Right. I think that type of mentality means that he wants you to stay at home.
I said give me a month.
He wants you to...
I do a full month.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I would want to try to see.
Okay.
I would. I'm tired, child. I'm tired of making decisions. Like, please, because somebody else making... Give me a month and I can relax.
Somebody rich, baby daddy. Please. Well, Regine, daddy, Travis, regular daddy. Fathers. Hey, where the fathers at?
Where they at?
Regine said that they had a clearance sale at Wig World. When I thought about you in this moment, I was like,
yes,
Tania will be racking up.
Yeah.
Long wigs.
Short wigs. Afros, curls.
Black.
Blondes.
Blondes.
Reds.
Streaks.
That's fine.
I hear you for it.
Talking. You're the main one.
I'm here for
she
it.
She sends me a link every week on Instagram of some HD just lace bust down.
My
that she never go wear. Every
that's
week you send a link about a wig.
That is not true.
And then the next week she cut it off.
What happened to my last wig?
And then
wig?
The week after that?
What happened to my last wig?
It's probably still at
the cat got it.
It did.
And I was like, the cat was in the corner fighting with my wig. I couldn't comb it out or nothing. The joint was just like TKO'd in the corner. Possum. Rat puppy possum.
Yeah.
That ain't no damn puppy.
You still have a cat?
No.
Okay.
No, that's why I had.
Yeah, I was about to say, come on, I can't let you go out like that.
No.
Like, I know someone leaving, but you can't be the cat lady.
I don't even like cats, but she was more like a dog, too.
Okay,
so.
Cat dog.
Cog. All right. You ain't here?
Mm-mm.
You ain't here, Cog?
Mm-mm.
Because usually you pick up on it. Usually you pick up on it. I was waiting for you. Come on.
I'm sorry.
So, Regine... is the plug, uh-huh. apparently. Mm-hmm. She says she can get them on the list at mm-hmm. Club Xena.
Club Xena.
You know what that reminded me of? But these are not the words at all. I was thinking about Jay-Z. I said Club Xena to Club Amnesia. But it's not. That's not the words.
Club
but,
Cheetah?
Yeah. I know.
Whew. I know. Can we say like in my mind, fairy sound effect or something right here? Just insert like a little
a light bulb.
Dust or something. Like,
yeah.
I'm like,
Club Xena. It's a Club Amnesia.
Oh my God.
All right. But she only had room for three people. Mm-hmm. Here's the funny part. Because Max and Sinclair was like, I really don't want to go. Khadijah was like,
I'm in there.
I'm ready to Mac. And then the fella said, okay, we can roll too.
Yeah, here come Max.
Max was like, oh, so if we go, then y'all won't be able to get in? And of course, she went instead of Kyle. But he but said Kyle he don't said, need I'm them gonna, to get in.
I'm more juice than Minute Maid.
Of here course. I go. Girl, that's please. What all. That's.
Did you say? I said, girl. That's what I you said. You will not. Okay.
Overton said he got more pull than an elastic on a fat lady's drawer.
Elastic on a fat. Overton was, but you know what? Overton was a good man.
That's a good man.
He was
Savannah.
Uncle Energy, but he was a good man.
Yes.
Yes, he was.
And they really thought they were going to get in. Mm-hmm. So the ladies are getting ready in the bathroom. I love that they show Regine with her Bloomingdale's bag. Yep. Okay? Because we know how Regine is.
We already know how Regine is.
Yes. Even though she probably got that Bloomingdale's bag at the clearance sale for the wigs. And that's the bag that they had.
There's probably something else inside of the bag, knowing Regine. It is. That's just her outside bag.
Right. Exactly. So the ladies in the bathroom getting ready. It reminded me of... early 2000s.
College.
We all getting ready to go out. Sinclair shaving her legs, okay, on the sink. I mean, on the tub.
And I'm the friend that walks around with Nair. If I haven't gotten gone to get my wax in, I'm walking around. I am that friend.
Max said the men with gold teeth are attracted to her. Do you ever find that, like, a certain type of dude yes. always approaches you when yes. you're out?
Yes, yes.
What kind
yes.
of dude?
Short.
Mm. He's trying to climb that tree.
Oh, God. Slim.
Like
skinny. Smaller frame guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
And then it's usually like the security guard or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which yep. is...
Yeah, I mean, hey, I get it. It's the tall, thin guys or real short. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the Rose Man be flirting.
The Rose Man? For real?
The Rose Man has flirted before.
What you do
but
with
he
it?
Didn't give up them roses like that.
He's like, you give me $5. You got a nice smile on, but you can pay for these roses, sis.
No, I'm kidding,
the
y'all.
Rose Man.
I wanted to see if he was paying attention. So, Regine is looking for her ponytail. Another Miss Porter moment. She want that whip action, yeah. which is hilarious.
Because hairstyles go with outfits.
They do.
Yeah.
But the outfit that she had on that first one wasn't ponytail.
No. Work. Not the black dress.
No. No. And especially because everybody agreed that she looked good in it. And she was like, okay, I'll change.
She's like, yeah, not coming from y'all.
I'll change.
I'll change my clothes.
That was the funny part. So Sinclair says she doesn't know anyone that puts that much time into getting ready. And then boom. The camera cuts to Kyle. I am everything. Why was he? Is me. Why was he?
And you talking about
that? That is so Kyle.
Everything about. You know what?
He probably had incense going.
It was. You would think that Kyle would get. I feel like confidence typically gets all the ladies. Kyle ain't never really had. He has sprinkles of action, but you would think with all of his confidence, he would have had more success.
I think he did.
No, he started. The confidence he had in the mirror was not how he was acting at the club. At the club, he turned into a bammer.
Oh, well, no, not at the club. I was just saying over time.
I mean, he had
think
a
about
couple.
Kyle. Remember the joint that he got snowed in with and she was getting on his damn nerves? Yeah, he kind of struck out a few times. Yeah. I think Max was like the one that.
She challenged his ass.
He loved that. Mm-hmm. And we did an episode about that.
We did.
So Kyle with that bright, that vest, that colorful vest on, Overton with that blouse on.
Remember when men wore vests and slacks?
Man, why? Fellas, why y'all don't
vest
wear blouses
and
anymore?
And the vest got to be buttoned up and some hard bottom shoes.
Some hard bottoms with
men
no
socks.
Men don't
get dressed like that to go out.
Yeah.
No socks?
That's that.
With the hard
that's
bottoms?
That I like.
Really?
I like the way you yes, they be dancing like shit in the hardest.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like that made it when it was a little more of an event. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's also when men may have been more and women were more engaging. Now yes. It's like it's so casual. You can just slide. Oh, I threw this on. Or I'm coming from work. Let me
or
slide
you have
to the spot.
Brunch boots with everything.
Brunch boots with everything. That's fine too. Not for me, but.
Mm.
Yeah, not for me.
That's brunch boots with everything. Not for me. All right, so Kyle said he was not coming home alone that night. And Overton asked if he should break out the guest toothbrush. Excuse me, is it one?
Kyle said, I'm trying to get with somebody that got they has own. Her own. That's how she moving.
Cushion got her. There's some old Bow Wow. We need a little.
Top dog.
Ow.
No.
Okay.
We not meowing. We going to find something. But
was
not...
that an arrow?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I'm not sure. Siren? Ringtone? I'm not sure.
Warning. Meanwhile, Overton is using fake Polo cologne called Pogo. What you think Pogo smell like?
Toilet water.
Mm.
But you know what, though?
Toilet water.
He had the right idea, because if that fragrance is right, Overton, that's where he got all the action. A smell?
He coming over to
a man with a jupe? Smell? Oh, my God. The what?
Jupe?
Mm-mm. No. What's your favorite men's cologne?
Oh, man.
Like, what's a scent that you could be like, mm-mm, what's your name? That will make you, like, stop a man
a few.
In his tracks, walking through the club, saying next to you at the bar.
Because I done smell some Tom Ford on a neck.
Yeah.
Or two.
Up in their neck, them armpits.
Mm. Yes. Why are you in his armpits?
Because he tall.
Oh. She was saying something the last episode about hygiene. I'm
yeah,
like,
that's why I like the smell. You got to be together. I love it.
Because men be real slick when they be smelling you. Not you, but women. Women. They be doing real sneaky little shit.
It's a Mont Blanc. I think it's silver and Chanel blue. Anytime.
Okay, fellas, you hear it?
Listen.
She got the Janet.
I love it. Yeah. What's the Janet?
Anytime.
All right.
That's what it sounds like about to go
if
down.
If I smell you, hold on.
Meanwhile, Kyle is like, he's talking about Overton. No one is going to smell as cheap as him. The camera cuts to Sinclair and them damn magazines.
You ain't used to do that when you was younger.
Hell yeah.
And when you was younger.
My mother used to be mad.
Because you used all her fragrance, because she was going to do it.
She wanted that white diamonds on that strip.
She mad because
she had white diamonds, which is like.
What was the thing about white diamonds?
I don't know. That white diamonds.
I can't do it.
They kept Elizabeth. What was her name? Elizabeth. Liz.
You was about to.
Lizzie.
You was about to butcher that name. I heard it. That's all right.
What's her name?
Elizabeth.
What?
Taylor.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say Arden.
Seton. So can we talk about Kyle striking out in the club?
Well, yes. When the girls get to the club, I think it's important to note that they all have fake names. Okay.
Who was yours?
I already said Crystal.
That's your
That's
fake
like
name?
My 2024 name. I mean, well, it's hard to do it now, but
my fake name is Crystal.
Just to let y'all know now.
This is my fake name.
This is my fake name.
I don't even think I'm probably using more like Y.
See?
I know.
Well, Khadijah's name was Alex. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Alexis. Mm-hmm. Max's name was Dominique. Okay. Sinclair said her name for the night was Shaquan. So they arrive at the club. Mm-hmm. They see Overton and Kyle still standing outside.
At the door.
For an hour. Mm-hmm. At this point, it's time to
go home.
I'm going to tell y'all right now.
You don't only get 15 minutes out of me. If this door situation not situated,
what type
y'all
of party is this?
The
is it that, like,
mm-mm.
Do you have to go in?
Mm-mm.
It's time to call it a night. Shake
excessive.
Shack and go home. Y'all got this.
That's too much.
It's time to go.
An hour? Because I probably only got there with an hour left anyway.
Exactly.
So it's.
Regine knew security. So they
saying?
Got right in. Khadijah's ready to max. She sees a girl with the same dress on as who?
Regine.
Mm-hmm.
So now she get ready to go sabotage.
Of course.
What do you do if you see somebody out with your fit on? Have you ever been somewhere and been like, I know she don't have on the same.
I don't think so.
Has that ever happened?
Mm-mm. I'm trying to think. I don't think so.
I've probably seen somebody.
I wouldn't sabotage her though.
Because
in my mind, I'm like, oh, well.
She don't look like you.
Hmm.
That's it.
I'm glad you said it. Okay. So the girls are sitting at this table.
Mm-hmm.
They see Goldie. And why is his name Goldie?
That tooth.
T-O-O-F.
Yes.
That damn gold tooth. Have you ever talked to a guy that had a gold tooth in the front?
Mm-mm.
Silver caps in the back?
Silver and gold.
Huh?
No.
Okay. cavities. That's what I was talking about.
The silver cats. The
silver cats.
Couple root canals.
Yes. So.
You go to the dentist. Let me tell you how I feel about some oral hygiene. Baby, that's in hygiene. Okay. Yes.
So the fellas snuck in the back door. Kyle said he scuffed his snake skins. And Overton is always going to put Kyle out there. Mm-hmm. He said, they not real. Kyle, how you got Overton. Fake snake skins
keep
on?
You humble. Overton, you need them friends that keep you right on.
Yes.
And he not even trying to be a hater.
He's just being real.
He's just being him.
Yeah.
You need him.
So a guy approaches Khadijah and she turns him down. Mm-hmm. Not only that, she turned down a few, but her excuse was basically one needed makeup, the other one breath, and then whatever was going on with the other guy. Mm-hmm. But she told Sinclair basically, like, you can't just talk to anybody that want to come holler at you. But if that's selective. The point of going out, then should you be so picky?
I think it's more selective. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It depends on what you want. What are you going out for? Are you going out there to just
pad the roster?
Are you looking for a starting five? Are you looking for a sponsor? I mean, what is your mission? Depend on what you want.
Her exact quote was, you can't just be nice to every loser that wants to tell you his life story.
You know what I'll do. What do I do with people? What do I do when people get to wrap me up, Vic?
Let me tell y'all something. I don't even know how I ended up being the one still standing.
Because you talk to everybody.
I can't just step off. How do you step off in the middle of somebody talking?
I'm not here for that.
Okay.
Because it depends. Let me get some context. Mm-hmm. Do not rep in public.
Here we go.
Public settings, parties, clubs,
yes.
Or somewhere where I'm on my personal time. Uh-huh. Why do you want to wrap me up about some, like, we're at homecoming and people be wanting to talk about their full life. This is not the time. I'm not even here right now.
My body's here.
My mind is on Jupiter. What are we talking about?
It is the homecoming. I think I'm a better listener when my mind is on Jupiter.
No. I want to stay there.
Because I be stuck.
I want to stay there. I'm going to slide off so I can continue to, if I feel it getting too, I dip right off.
She definitely left me a couple times. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, this wasn't even my conversation.
And it's all love. It's still all
it
good.
It is still all love.
But yeah, I'm going to dip off.
So Max is listening to Goldie's life story, and he was saying the cops didn't read him his rights. So that's how he was there, ready to sop her up like a biscuit.
She's like,
if a man said he wants to sop you up like a biscuit, is that like a turn on? Is that a good line for you?
What do you look like? Who's saying it?
Valid question. Valid
questions that need answers. What does he look like?
I don't know. Who you think is attractive?
But you know I'm silly. So you know I was about to say a name. Start laughing.
It's a celebrity, though.
Who are you about to say? I'm scared. What celebrity?
QL.
I'm done, actually. I had to remove him from my list.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to let him go.
I don't believe you, but.
Okay. I did. It's been a couple years.
Why?
Couple reasons.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
We'll discuss. Had to take him off my list.
Okay. Well, if a man went to go get you a drink and came back with 40s, how would you feel? Do you drink, Ben?
I'm so stuck. I'm like,
wait, but what if it's like an angry orchard? Like, what if it's one of those? But it's still like a 40 past the 40.
I'm going to tell you, my SVU brain wouldn't take it because I wasn't with him when he bought it.
But what if it's still still closed?
If I wasn't with him when he bought it, I'm not going to take it anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, if you say, come with me to the bar, let me get you a drink, then he get a 40. Then I might be
okay,
like,
what
I'm saying?
Let's try this another way.
Okay.
If y'all were at the bar.
Okay.
And he ordered for you. He didn't ask you what you wanted. He just ordered two drinks
that he wanted to order. Yeah, I probably wouldn't care. Like, I don't care about stuff like that. And you know why, though?
Why?
It's more because I'm not even really a drinker.
So I'm you not ain't gonna drink it anyway.
No. But I'm not the type of person that's like, oh, I'm a gin girl and this is my drink. Or mm-hmm. so like you might be putting me on to something. I mean, you know, like I might take it and be like, oh, this is good. What was this? So yeah, something like that not gonna have me like bent out of shape.
I don't drink like that. So that and I'm kind of picky.
You say
about drinks.
Oh. Okay.
Ma'am.
Yeah, but no, something like that. I but again, that goes back to the tell me what to do. You know what I'm saying? A part of me is like,
yeah, you just ride with drink. Them.
Shit, what is it?
I'm, right, and I'm more it. Like, you ain't even asked me what I wanted.
Oh, no. Nah. I don't care. Something like that. Because you might be putting me on. Like I said, I might be trying something new. Mm. And then later.
Be mad when it's not good and I ain't drinking it.
Mm-mm. And then later I might be like, give me a margarita next time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So sweet.
That's all.
So Kyle is striking out. Terry Vaughn looks good. I don't even know her character. I think her character on the credits was woman number one.
But did you see her hair?
Okay. Alizé Jenkins. I said
LaVita's hair ain't never missed. Ever.
Right. Regine is still busy spilling drinks on every Shein dress that...
She said it was from Bloomies.
Of course she did.
Don't do Regine.
Did she say that? Everybody got it? Was it on sale?
Not a bag.
Oh, okay. The bag was from Bloomies.
Yeah. I don't know about the contents.
So Khadijah's over it. She's ready to go until she starts macking with the DJ.
Gonna use macking? You really gonna make this because
she
because she said it.
She wanted to mac
it
so
is.
I'm just keeping it authentic.
Macking it is.
I'm just trying to figure out how to mac.
Child, sign me up when you find out.
If I'm a macker,
probably not.
I know. I'll be
if
saying,
we don't think we are, we
I'm gonna fry you. It's nothing,
and that's the problem. He trying to take you out, and you fried this man. He not about to try to talk. You can talk about his shoes, his teeth, his big jeans, his shape up.
First of all, we wouldn't even be talking if all of those.
If
I had to go in on all of those things you just named, that don't sound like somebody I'm talking to.
Oh man!
But could you imagine if I brought a guy around that had a fucked up shape up, big jeans, big shoes? I wouldn't even have to fry him.
But
I would get fried.
Well, that's separate. That's what happened anyway.
Okay.
But
okay.
But I feel like if I see you really fool with them, that's why I said I would fry him to you.
Oh, I know.
But I would let him live. Like if I, you know what I'm saying? If he cool, yeah. But like I would definitely let you have it. But if he treating you well, I'd be like, I mean,
I agree. I wouldn't fry him anyway. If he was your boo.
I'm fucking lying. Why would you lie?
I would not.
We just got back.
I'm not lying.
We just got back on the pod.
If that's what you like.
Why would you lie like this?
That's one of them joys. Be like, if that's what you
I mean,
you know?
If she happy. If she happy is the worst. Don't if she happy me.
Well, are you happy?
I mean, yes, but still.
I call him BJ, then you already know.
Big Jane. All right.
I'm like, what BJ?
But you got to keep some friends to keep you humble.
All right. So Regine is getting all the drinks splashed on her. And I think the funniest part is that it was Max. Did you see Max throw it and run? I hollered because that was the first time I paid attention.
Did you notice that it was
that
Max?
It was Max throwing the damn drinks on Regine. Y'all got to watch it. Y'all got to go back and watch Max throw it and run.
The episode is loaded.
Yes.
We laughing from start to finish.
So Kyle and Goldie are fighting over dancing with Max. Security comes and gets Kyle. That got to be the most embarrassing thing. I remember
Security.
We were all going to Club U. And it was one girl.
So that already tells you the time frame.
Yeah, that was back in the day. Club in DC, Go-Go's, all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reeve Center, all that. So excited to go see Essence.
I knew it.
In there. The girl who was not even my friend, I gave her money to get in, right? Who knew that she was not, that she was using a fake ID? So we got in.
And she didn't.
Baby, she got in, but got nicely tapped on the shoulder, like 4 and 5. Like,
for real?
They pulled her up out of there.
Y'all ain't leave,
I felt so, hell no.
And y'all ain't leave.
No, we didn't.
It'd be every man for himself.
I've been still looking for my $10 since then. She ain't never give me my $10 back.
From 20 years ago?
It probably was
you spent $10
than
on parking outside up here today. Oh. You don't need the
$10. Look,
you
and I was still thinking back like, nah, I didn't even pay for parking back then. I just gave her. All right, so the girls, they get back home. They had a great time. Of course, Khadija was probably the only one that gave her number out.
She got some action.
She did get some action. Now, Regine looked a hot mess coming back in, her and her ponytail. She said it was a $200 dress.
And back then?
$200 was a lot.
Yeah, which with inflation.
But do you believe her?
Yeah. Okay. Right from the boutique. You know, that's what Frazier, she shopped at the boutique. She was always into all of that. So I feel like she was probably trying to take it back. But she definitely probably, got it.
She was trying
Don't
to take it back.
Don't play with her. She definitely did. Yeah, I believe it was two something.
Khadija ended up giving the DJ her number. Now, do you give your number out? I gave my number out recently.
You know what's sad?
And is I that I never can't give even, my number out.
I can't even, I don't know. I'm.
Oh, you ain't been booked? Or you ain't been doing the booking? So you doing the booking.
I don't even know what's happening. I'm sitting here trying to process. Give me a second. Give me a second. Because I don't even remember.
Because she didn't say
the
that.
Last time. I'm like, I don't know. I'm probably just having a brain fart.
Okay. Damn. Well, I gave my number out recently, and
how did they get
I kind of regretted it. I know.
Hold on.
They tried to make it seem like
switch?
It was on some business shit.
Did you exchange?
No.
You just gave out yours.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll, I was like, hit me up. I'll give you all my information, like email, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then I thought about it after he was like, yeah, you're pretty chocolate. So I was like.
So do you not, is that a bad thing, though? Like, would you have preferred for him to.
Be upfront
say,
about.
Hey, I'm asking you for a business, but I'm also interested in you in another way. Like, would that have been the best way to go about it?
Probably.
Or would you still have been
probably
like.
Because I really don't be giving my number out like that.
But you on a date?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, okay.
Give me your number.
Are you going to call?
Yeah.
No,
well,
not.
This was the whole thing with Khadija because she gave her number out, but then she was sitting by the phone waiting
sweating.
To call. Wait for
and
him
that
to call.
Was before. Oh my God, the anxiety.
Yeah, they didn't have real. They didn't really have cell phones like that. You didn't see Khadija with a cell phone.
But that's also the problem
what?
Now. But it's so many ways of communication. It's too many ways of communication.
Exactly.
And
so why do I have to give out my number? Is my point.
It's a control thing. Because I don't want to be waiting for you to call.
Email me, Instagram, text, DM.
Go ahead.
DM me.
Mm-hmm. Don't
what
DM
else?
Me.
What's another?
Well, DM me.
How can you say don't DM me? But DMing is like online dating.
I know. And every 2 weeks, I delete that joint.
Oh.
I can't do it.
Well, I'm rooting for you.
I'd be like, I oh my God. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to try.
All right, well, at the end of the night, Max ended up giving a number out,
yes,
not her
did.
Number.
Yes.
She done gave Kyle's number out. He comes downstairs, gives her the phone.
The family came from out the house in his robe.
And was like,
Shaquan.
telephone. And so Khadija gets on there, Goldie. And I guess he asked for Shaquan. No, that's not Shaquan. This is her sister, Shabuya. Shabuya.
I said, that's a 10-year moment.
That is not even a name that I would know that you're lying.
Shabuya.
right. Just go ahead and
give me
the phone. And so, yeah, Khadija is waiting by the phone, waiting for her DJ boo to call. And he called as soon as she left out.
As soon as
because
she left.
That's you right there. You know what? I'm not going to be sitting by the phone waiting.
I'm out.
And then leave. And then next thing you know, the phone rings.
Yeah. I'd rather had a missed call. Let me have a missed call.
No call ID?
Can you imagine? That's the problem. It's too much access. Think about that. We got text, DM, email, phone, voicemail. Back then, if somebody called, if you ain't have call ID and they ain't leaving voicemail.
Yeah, you were short. Or if you know, somebody accidentally kicked the phone over and the shit was
anything.
Busy. Like, yo, I've been calling
busy
you for an hour.
Or
it was
somebody
busy.
On the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Remember you used to couldn't be on the,
on the what?
On the internet. Why people when people call used to be
yes,
busy to dial because
it be dialing up.
Oh my God!
All the damn noise. Can't even sneak
come.
On the internet. Who downstairs?
Huh? Just keep saying, huh?
So yes, this was a really good episode,
it was.
And it took us back to our college days
and a couple weeks ago because it was a lot of relatable
and a couple weeks ago
a lot of relatable content
like I got scammed out of my number But
was he cute at least? Was he attractive?
It's like, no, I don't want y'all to think that I don't. I'm just not giving my number out. I told y'all I'm ready to go back outside.
Okay.
But I'm going to get your number first.
So then we booking. So what you're saying is we're going to be booking.
Oh, I'm booking. Summer. And not only
pen
that.
Pen and paper.
Yes. You know I was about to say that. You know I was about to say that. What is this? That's make a wish.
Thank you, swear. We're going to do it. Pen and paper too. Not cell phone. We going back. You got to book. You got to book them.
We going to see who get the most numbers. Remember we used to do that? You go to a party. How many numbers you get?
None.
How many numbers you get?
None. Because I ain't even talk.
You ain't getting no numbers.
I'm going to work on it, though. Okay. I am. I'm booking joints.
It's the summer of booking.
For bookings.
Oh, so you doing the booking.
Ain't that what,
You're not going to get the movie?
What movie
are you talking
about?
So you're
just
not
going to
get
the movie. What's OU doing the booking? What am I missing?
Janet Jackson. When she was like, so you doing the bending. Oh, so you the one doing the bending.
For colored girls. Ain't that for colored girls? Who drink orange juice in the sun or some shit like that? No, that's not the disrespect. It's like for colored girls.
For girls who get their hair pressed in the summertime.
And then go outside and sweat.
Yep.
All right.
That was great. All right, y'all. You know you can hit us up on social media at Season Podcast. And we're back. Until next time, I'm Vic Jagger.
I'm Miss Porter. Did it.
And you have been listening to Season.
Season.